This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, just back from Europe, from traveling in Russia, from contacts with his many correspondents across the Russian frontier, and from Sochi to Moscow to Petersburg. He characterizes the gloom, the worry, and what would happen if NATO were to attack a Russian warplane. There are plans in NATO for rules of engagement about a Russian warplane coming into NATO space. Shooting down is mentioned. Anatole is very clear that Putin has no maneuvering room, and also the blame for the badly run war. The concern here is everybody in Russia needs an end to this, and perhaps that's why it's so easy to see the news that the presidents, Mr. Trump and Mr. Putin, will meet in Budapest in the near future to resolve what appears to be an escalating conflict that can draw everybody in. Everybody. More of this tonight. Here's Anatole.
That's absolutely right, John. Yes. I talked to some of these people and heard from others. And they are deeply disappointed at what Russia has achieved in the war. And of course, they, like everybody else, and this is a major source of weakness for Putin, are absolutely aware that terrible mistakes were made in planning and conducting the war. Mistakes which ultimately, of course, go back to Putin himself as president. Putin does not want to escalate, but everybody who I talked to said that if the West escalates in certain ways, if NATO were to shoot down Russian aircraft, if Western countries were to start seizing Russian cargoes, not in their ports or territorial waters, but on the high seas, that Putin would have to respond with military force. And then there would be military clashes and, of course, a possible spiral towards all-out war.